Because it's pshita. Heicha de ika shayirakos mivarech at shayirakos ber piyadama. The achil the hadam mivarech alchil asmar. The achil. Okay, so what's he saying? So okay, let's be careful here. If I have karpas, okay, what vegetable do you guys use for karpas?
Parsley.
How can you make on parsley?
No.
Okay. Now, what the Gemara says is, if I make a bracha on my parsley, my bor piyadama on parsley. Now, what happens when it? No, don't say that. We don't know anything
that
about
is
that.
What my
make a bor piyadama. The Gemara says, if I make a bor piyadama on karpas, right? I do not have to make a bor piyadama on my maror.
That's the Gemara.
That's the Gemara. Okay.
But what about this whole 72?
Pshita hechadika shayirak zavarach meikara betibul rishon. Now, let's get our terminology straight. What's tibul rishon? Rishon. Okay, the first dipping of what? Of karpas. All right, what's tibul sheni? When you dip the maror. Okay.
So you dip what?
In haroses. Okay.
Really?
So the Rashi says, "Me bivarach me kara betibul rishon ashar yirakos berpi adama de'asu lahanas min olam azeh below bracha." Right. Okay. So of course, because you have to make a bracha brachas nenin on my vegetable. The cave on the eshlo shar yirakos hachishaper tfei sheivarach berpi adama tchila dahinu bracha royo lahen v'yiftor esamor mi birchas pri adama v'arach yivarach. So the Rashi is an amazing thing. What does Rashi say? You make a bor piyadama on your karpas. Okay?
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Make it break.
You enjoy your magid.
Yeah.
And then what do you say, Amar? You say Amar?
Adama.
No, you don't make Adama Amar.
Nothing.
Make Achilles Mar Amar. Okay? But you don't make your Adama Amar. So therefore, somehow, your bracha you made on karpas, your Adama on karpas, will work to. Not make, well to potter you from the bracha you make a maror.
Why
do you need
it? Isaiah is saying if I make an achilas maror, right? So what do you mean? No, but remember, what is maror?
Maror is a bitter herb.
So maror is a vegetable that has a halachic status of maror, right? So because it's a vegetable, I have something. Right. So I'll prove to you that's the case because let's say I only had the Gemara's next case is let's say I only had one piece of lettuce for both karpas and maror. Okay. I have one. Oh, I can only afford one piece of lettuce.
Enough to eat a separate time. So
yeah. There's a kazayas in each one. Okay. So what do? So the Gemara says I make a adama on this piece of lettuce, and I have in mind with that adama both karpas and mar. So mar requires a bar per adama.
Do you use lettuce for mar?
One obvious question on the Rashbam. It's so obvious. The Rashbam says what? The Rashbam says if I make a adama on karpas, I'm yotze my adama on mar. I'm pottering. What?
Why make all the
fields? You have to wash it. Thank you.
Well,
you washed and did what? You made a motzi. If I make a motzi, it's amazing no one comes up with this question. Right. I mean, totally. If I make a motzi, what does a motzi do to my maror?
It makes it part of the meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is the Rashbam choosing to go down the road of saying that my bracha on karpas, my adama, potters my maror when guess what? And once I wash, of course I don't have to make a hadama maror. Chasab lo bracha. V'nira de'ain sar. Now you got to be sensitive to what Tosas is asking here. He says v'nira de'ain sar chlevarach bar piyadama. Right? Ava gav dehagada havei hefsek. So it would appear to him that you don't have to make a bar piyadama on the maror, even though the hagada is a hefsek. Okay. Kedepreciously el v'lo miftar bebracha shel tibul rishon. Can we come back on berachas amotzi potrasan? Dehavu lahu dvar ma'bam mitoch asuda machmas asuda. Shere yirakos goren alev. Right, so he's saying, once I make hamotzi right on matzah, how does that fulfills my obligation of making a bar piyadama on my maror? So what's bothering Tosfos? Got to be careful here. It's not what's bothering the Rush. What's bothering Tosfos is why does the Rashbam choose this path? Why the easier path to go down is to say I make a motzi and that's it. I'm yotze.
Rav says that the karpas is
the karpas potters my obligation of making a bar piyadama on my maror.
Well, I mean,
it says pshita. Hechadika shal yarki mivarach bereisha bar piyadama v'achal v'chimata l'chazeres blah blah. Fine. Who perish Rashbam? The ain't sarach levarach bar piyadama l'fisha nifta v'brachas v'yirchal yirakos. Right? Rashbam says I make a bar piyadama on karpas. I potter my obligation for bar piyadama on maror. Okay. V'lonahira. So first the Rush rejects it. Why? Like you guys are saying, the ha asach daita the agata the halila. Because I have a hesach hadas here. What's my hesach? Not the time. What's a hesach hadas? Haggadah and Hallel. Okay, how does he know that's the case? He's a beautiful proof. The Gemara says, Hanotel Yada Batibul Rishon, Tsarech Shehitel Yada Batibul Sheni, Mishum Da Asach Daite Begata Valela. This is beautiful. He says this. He says, the Gemara openly says, I do Orchats, right? I wash my hands by Orchats, right? Guess what? I have to wash my hands again by Hamotzi. Now, really, that shouldn't happen. What should happen? I did netilah. Forget that I said the bracha. I did netilah. You were saying I did netilah by karpas. Yeah. Now let's say I did netilah by karpas, and 5 minutes later I decided to have a motzi. Would I have to wash?
Yes.
Would I have to wash? No.
Oh no.
No. Okay. So you need so you need a tibul sheni. You have to. See, so you have to. I have to do another washing your hands. Why? Because it has sechadas.
Wait. Say that again.
Because I did urchatz, right? Okay. I did an etilah shadayim, right? I had my karpas. Then what do? I say my haggadah. I have to wash again. So the rush is saying why? The rush is assuming why I have to wash again?
What? This proves that there's
a hechadas. The rush is saying the only reason why I have to wash again is because the haggadah is a hechadas.
So that proves that the haggadah is a
hechadas. So if the haggadah, hold on, if the haggadah is a hechadas by the tila, it's a hechadas by. But then why don't you make a bar piyadam on the mar? Mishum dechsev al matzos umaram yochlu. So you have to eat what? Matzah and then mar. He learns a little differently. It's not that normally it's you eat it with the Korban Pesach. He's saying no, there's another diyak that the Torah is telling you that there's an order that the chovahu lahavi mar achar matzah. So what do? I make a motzi and then bring my mar. That's the order I go in. By hilkach. Haba kidvarim bar mitoka suda mach matzah suda shein tunim bracha lo lefneim lo acharayim. So therefore, what's the mara? The mara is part of my suda. So again, I make hamotzi on my matzah. Why would I have to make a hadama on my mara? So there's no reason to go down the Rashbam's road. Why go down that road? But 1 second. So he says teidelacha. Skip a couple lines. It's to prove that he says venerally. The low kasha l'peyash Rashbam. Fourth line. He says it's really not a kasha according to the Rashbam. He defends the Rashbam now. It's not a kasha. Why? Dinahida gata valela havi hesechadas leinyan netila. Okay. Yes. There's a hesechadas there. Why? But only by washing. Why? Because your hands, you know, they're adventurous, and it could be that during the Haggadah you touch an area that you're not supposed to touch. What? And during the Haggadah, who knows what I'm touching? Okay, I'm touching my shoes, whatever. I'm touching something that I'm not supposed to touch. What? So why does the Gemara tell you that you have to wash a second time? Because there's a problem there. What's going to happen? It's not because of hesachadas of the entity of the Haggadah. Rather, a guy is not careful about his hands.
What if he was?
No, it doesn't matter. We objectify things. So he says aval inyan achila. But yeah, kivan shabirek berbia dama aliyarakos. Now listen to this. This is what you were saying. V'chazera slefanav. Now when I make my bracha, my bar piyadam on my karpas, what else is in front of me? My maror, right? So if my maror is in front of me, v'daito lechol mimeno, and my das is to eat from it, la'anim lachu. Right? The ain't kamo hesachadas. Right? So there's no hesachadas to speak of, because when I recite the Haggadah, how do you machlokas whether the Haggadah is a hesachadas or not? What kind of crazy machlokas is that? How do you have a machlokas like that? One side says it isn't, and the other side said it is. How do you have such a machlokas? What he's saying is that, and I'll give you a raya, okay? I'll start with the raya first and then show you the svara. We see the halacha is, the Mishnah says what? The Mishnah says that if I didn't say these three things, right, I'm not yotzei my sipur, right? Pesach matzah mar. No, what do we say? Pesach al shuma, right? Matzah al shuma, mar al shuma. Now, what do? We recite sipur on what?
Over the mar.
Over the mar. See, that is the way sipur says. Set up. Hold on. Sipur is set up as a phenomenon of going over the myth the miracles of getting out of Egypt, tied to the chafsos of the Lila. They're thematically one concept. Right? It's not that the sipur is not detached thematically from the mitzvahs of Lila. And in fact, you see the mitzvahs are used to demonstrate that which I'm talking about. Matzah al shuma, mar al shuma. That's the way the sipur was set up.
So
the Rashbam prefers going that way because the Rashbam is telling you, who cares? We don't know what the Rashbam holds about a motzi. Maybe he holds a motzi is a yotzei. It's irrelevant. Why? Because there is no hesachadas here. Because the maisa sipur is on the chetzos of mitzvah salayla. That's how the sipur takes place. I am reciting what took place, like you were saying. Like it's part of the very magid itself.
It's an expression of
Abdul Exactly. Mar is an expression. I talk about Abdul Zaharis, and this manifests that idea. Okay, you're right. It's very nice to say that thematically that there's a tie between the chatzos of the mitzvahs line of the sipur. But the fact is that there's two separate maisas. There's a maisa chila of karpas, and there's a maisa sipur. So once I exit maisa chila and enter my sipur, it's a new halakhic maisa.
It doesn't matter,
who cares? Yeah. Right? Exactly. It's a simple answer. It's just different maisa. You're right. They're both in a sense correct. On the one hand, there is an idea of the thematic tie-in between the sipur and the mitzvah selayla, but on the other hand, there are two separate maisas. There's a maisa chila and a maisa sipur. The two separate actions. Wait, so once I leave maisa chila, when he says the chazaras is in front of you, He's not saying that. He's saying that when I engage in my sipor, there's never an opportunity. Right? There's no ending of my ma'isa chila because it's still part of my ma'isa sipor. There's no real dividing line, so to speak.
So isn't
that focused on? Rashba is Shaza Chuba's Rashba Chelak Avsim Reish Memalef. He says Kol She'achol Kizayis is number six. Kol She'achol Kizayis Yerek Al Korchenu Tzarach Levarach Acharav. So if you eat a kizayis of the karpas, you must make a bracha afterwards. Okay. No one ever brought the issue yet about boring nefashos. Do you have to make a boron nefashos after your karpas? What?
Don't eat
exayas. Even if you're a rabbi. Ain't berachas a mazon poter masha ochel kodem asuda. Berachas a mazon can't fulfill what, can't help me for what I ate before I made a motzi. Okay? Vein a messiah besuda klal. Vareze kidvar mabon laachar suda. Shalom mach masasuda. Shetun and brachal. Lefnei mach ram. So therefore, at this point, the Rashba says, you should make a
boron
nefashos. Okay? When we come back home, ain't a royal levar chacharav miyad at shiel chamara. He says, no. You could listen to this. You can wait to make, listen carefully. You can wait to make a bar in the fashos until after you eat your maror. I should have made a bar in the fashos before on my karpas, but you know what I can do? I can wait until my maror to make a bar in the fashos. Okay?
How does that work?
She'ilu birech al yirako sachareyem. Because if I made a bar in the fashos on my karpas, so he brings it back up. You know, what's the problem? You have to make an additional bracha. Again, let's follow this out. If I make a bar down on my karpas, now what should I do at that moment in time? No, I should make a bar nefashos. Now, what? No,
wait, post karpas?
No, I make a bar down on my karpas, I eat it, and now what should I do? But if I make a bar nefashos on my karpas, I have to make a dam on the maror. Even though I made a motzi. So automatically, what do we see according to the Rashba?
The
maror has nothing to do with my suda. Oh, so one second. Here comes the Rashba says as follows. Rashba says, after I eat my kazayas of karpas, what should I make right afterwards? A bar nefashos. Okay? Right. Because you don't. You don't make a bar nefashos on your karpas. Why? Because you wait to make it on your maror. Okay? Because if I made a bar nefashos on my karpas, then I'd have to make a bar peyadam on my maror and then make another bar nefashos.
Who says that?
The Rashba. So rather, what do? I make a bar peyadam on my karpas. Okay? I don't make a what do you call it? I don't make a bar nefashos on my karpas. I wait for my maror. I make a motzi. I make alchias maror. And then you know what I do? I make a bar nefashos on my maror. Even though I made a motzi. Ein birchas alechem poteres esamar. Afa pisha karu parperes apas. Now this is tricky. She'ein apas poteres esaparperes ela parperes yiba lafes esapas. She'az petura mimnei she'it fe'el apas. Ava achazeres. Now listen to what he says. The maror she'ein ba machmas apas. Ein apas potrasa. This is the maror is not coming because of the pas. Okay? U'achar hamaror mivarech bracha shelacharav. Right, upoter oso v'asa yerach she'achol b'tibul rishon. Okay, l'dvar me'el dvar matikim heim l'fti daiti v'chein nahakti v'inakti. So the Rashba holds what? The Rashba holds something radical. Rashba holds. Okay, let's take Tosfos first. Tosfos holds. I make a bar p'yadama on my karpas. I do not make a bar. Well, we don't know about that. Yeah, what would Tosfos say? What would Tosfos hold by karpas? Should you make a bar nefashos or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who says yes?
I think yeah, because
you should, right? Yeah. You should make a bar nefashos.
Why? Why?
Because that because hamot is to be a hesachadas, right? It's a hesachadas. I have to make a bar nefashos, okay? And then I make a motzi. I don't make a dama on mar, and I don't make a bar nefashos on mar because the motzi takes care of it. But the Rashba holds no. The Rashba holds I make a bar dama on my karpas. I should make a bar nefashos, but I don't because I don't want to be mechayev me another bar dama on my mar. Okay? I make a motzi that it's amazing. It covers what? My adama on my karpas covers my mar dama. I make a bar nefashos on my mar to cover my bar nefashos on karpas, and I can't rely on a motzi to potter me from my mar. Machlokas. The machlokas, just get the facts of the machlokas. The machlokas is, right, the machlokas is, well, just yeah. Even simpler. The machlokas is that, do you when I make a motzi, does that potter my mar, right? Like Tosu says, it's normal parasapas, it's a normal food that's part of my suda, but Kona Rashba does not. And therefore, I'm required to make a bar nefashos on my mar. Tosfos is saying is that what's the construct of mar? According to Tosfos, it's very simple. It's a piece of lettuce that has on it right the chalos of mar. Right? We superimpose onto this piece of lettuce the chalos mar. Therefore, of course, it's a vegetable. It's part of my suda, right? That just happens to have this additional chaloshim that emerges from it of mar. So how do you answer the Rashba? Watch. In other words, Tosus is going to say, well, there's two ways you can look at mar. Tosus is going to say, and this, or, well, I should say, right, there's two ways you can look at mar in relation to the suda. If you look at mar as being a vegetable that they superimpose a chaloshim mar onto it, right, then Tosus is beautiful. Okay? But I think the Rashba holds that in fact mar, there is no chesam mar. Mar is this vegetable, right? But it's the, well, I think is what you're saying. But it's, but the fact that there's a special maisa achila that it must do, right, is what abstracts it from the suda itself. Because once you have, that's what the Rashba is saying. It's not coming from the pas. He's saying there's an external chi of maisa achila. If you
that
tell me
that per necessity needs to be after
maisa. Exactly. But think about it in a culinary way. If you tell me in my meal, if you tell me in my meal, I have to eat something. That's not like part of a suda. Because once you introduce the idea of I have to, it changes the character. It changes the character of that which you're eating. So I agree. That's what the Xeris Akasov is telling you, that the mar must come after the matzah. I don't know if I'll eat it there, but I have to eat it. The chiyah maisa chiyah is what abstracts you from suda. Okay, that's what the Rashba is saying. So I don't think there's a point of Rashba. I'm saying that you could argue it's not that there's an abstract bar. It's the opposite. It's a vegetable, right? It's the ma'isachila that changes it.
Okay.
It's the fact that I have to eat it. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Now we don't have much time. Now watch this. But now because of this, this messes everything up. Okay. All right. Because only because we don't have much time. Skip ahead to the Bach. Okay. Because Rabbi Phil Chassie's show is coming up. All right. Look at the Bach. Well, we'll go a little 10 more minutes, okay? Look at this Bach. Now, it's number 8. I know it's a big box. We won't do the whole thing, okay?
Yeah,
all right, so
Bach was a genius.
What? Yeah. So, all right, so the Bach, no, I'll tell you where to read from, okay? Look at where the Bach says, let's just do these kashas in the Maral, okay? Which is the Hiksha Maral. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom, okay?
Yeah.
The Hiksha Maral Miprag. Al divrei Rabbeinu shekasav dilari mevarach achal hilul rishon bar nefashos. So now let's go back to our original question, one of our questions. According to Tosfos, you should make a bar nefashos after your karpas, right? Because if you hold the magid a hesek hadas, so I have to make a bar nefashos on my karpas. Now don't give me the business about not eating a kazayas. Okay, that's the way to sneak out of it. Don't eat a kazayas, but then you have another problem. What? Yeah, exactly why that comes. Because if you don't eat a kazayas, according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds that every achil of the night must be kazayas. He says, "Halo kasav rosh shtei kosos rishonos to kodem asuda chashibi kedvarim barim machlas asuda mei danyayin shudeim mazon bala hamshik tavas amachal ubichlal asuda hain ulvikach ein sarkle barach acharan veitarim berachas amazon." 1 second, but we had a precedent when you guys. Now this is tricky. Okay, the way we pass in today is on kos rishon, what bracha do you make? Bar pirag afen. On kos sheni, what bracha do you make? Bar pirag afen. But what don't you do?
You
don't make an ala gefen on either one of those kosos.
Right.
That's odd. So the Maral says, one second. Why are you asking on tosos that you should make a bar nefashos after karpas? You don't make an ala gefen after you drink your wine, your first kosos,
that's
right?
A question.
No, okay. No, it's not an answer. He's asking a question. No, he's saying maybe corn tosos. Oh, yeah, you should make an ala gefen on your kosos, right?
It's a question.
Okay. So Im Kane, who are dinami hayroko shibon gamkin hamshek havasamachal? Right now, you got to remember. But why don't you make an ala gefen? Because what does wine do? So wine, mamshech tavas amaychal, right? It whets your appetite. There's an idea like that. It whets your appetite. Right? So if I drink wine, why don't I make an ala gefen on it? Because I can argue that when I make my hamotzi, the wine was in a sense
inherently for the suda.
Exactly. It's there to function for the suda. So why can't you say the same thing by the karpas? Maybe argue the same thing by the karpas. No, okay. So he says,
why would you say the same thing by karpas? Why? Okay. What's
your appetite? When you say the karpas, what's your appetite? Because Inami, I feel the remote that the Kibbutz, the it's over here. Inami, I feel remote that the Kibbutz, 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 about the Indian bracha de tibol vade have hefsek. The ain Indian brachas bracha de tibol shubal the hekera the tinokos the gata valela the vika have hefsek with the day. So that's rejecting the Rav's idea. So the Maral says, I'll tell you why you make why karpas is different than agefen. You know why? Because karpas is not really part of the sipur. It's not part of the sipur. It's a hagdama. It's shelas abein. So it's its own thing. So you should make a bar nefashos on it.
How is it related to Mara?
What?
How is it related to Mara?
Oh, okay. No, it's not related to Mara, according to Tosfos.
Oh, fine.
Right. So this is Mara, according to Tosfos.
Yeah, it's Mara Tosfos. Okay.
Right,
now watch this. No, wait a second. So watch this. Now you got a problem. Now for those, this is the climax. Okay. For those who want to be yotze every shita. So again, what are all the shitas? Rambam holds you have a kazayas. Rashba, Rashbam, Tosfos. There is one way to do it.
You can't advertise and not advertise.
The Indian halacha, Nira the Be'enai, Shabal Nefesh, like the Cohen brothers, right? Harotza Latsa Sidei Chovas Kol HaGaonim. Okay? Listen to this. Yocha Betibul Rishon Kezayas Shalom Kedevei Rambam. So when you eat your karpas, have a kezayas. Okay, now listen to this. V'yehedaito b'shas birchas bar priyadama shelo liftor hamara barachazu. So when you make your bar priyadama on karpas, what should you have in mind?
Not
to include my mar. Okay, and if that's the case, umemela chayev levar chachat yibul rishon bar nefashos divrei kol. And everyone would agree if I have in my das not to be yotze my mar. Right? Then what? I must make a bar nefashah after my karpas. Without question. Everyone agrees with that. Okay? And if... Okay, good. V'achachach shivarach motzi. Now here's the key. When I make a motzi, yichamin nami shalilu hotzi amar. Okay? But when I make a motzi, I should have in mind that I'm not being yotze my mar. Okay? I'm not including my mar in my motzi. Right? Therefore, what am I doing? I am, with my das, abstracting my mar from my suda, the birchas motzi, the yachzor vivarch alamar, bor pri adama, the alchias mar, the yachzor vivarch achara bor nefashos, the az yotzi de chavasol das kol gaonim.
Why?
Vanilo or isi miyamai levarch achar chilas mar bor nefashos rabos. Right. So he says, the Achronim hold what we do today, which is what do you what are the Achronim don't like the box approach. Rather, what do we do today? What does almost everyone do today? What?
Don't forget that.
You have less than a kazayas of karpas.
Right.
This way you get out of the whole issue of born and fashos, and you have in mind when you have your karpas to be yotzei your mar. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds you need to have a kazayas of karpas.
That's like the Rambam.
What?
That's like
the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says if yikach me'a karpas. Pachos mikazayis against the Rambam, right? Umetabel bechometz umevarach barbi dam of ochel veinu mevarach acharav. So you have less of a kazayis when you make a bar nefashos. Okay.
What is the Rambam? How do you get out?